Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, several crashes causing some big delays, including this jackknife truck on the west side of Raleigh. We'll show you the backups and how to get around them.
And it's a messy start out there. We take a live look at RDU. You can see the gray skies. We have wet conditions across the area with some heavy drizzle. We'll end up seeing more scattered showers through the afternoon.
Tonight, hundreds of Durham Public Schools employees are expected to rally over pay issues. Coming up, why they're demanding more money.
Plus, we're staying on top of breaking news out of Johnston County this morning. A shooting left a person dead, and we are learning more from that scene there as police were on that scene for hours into the early morning. 8 o'clock straight up right now as we bring you inside our WRAL studio. Great to have you with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. A lot happening this morning. Yeah. A lot to get to. But we're going to start with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner because it is pretty misty out there. It's warm. You don't need the heavy jacket, but you need the umbrella.
Yeah, it was nice to have the umbrella out there this morning. Sometimes you can kind of, you know, slip into the building. It's not too heavy, but this has been some fairly heavy drizzle this morning. We look back to the west, up the I-77 corridor north of Charlotte, and we're looking at more actual rain, and that's likely to translate into our viewing area after lunchtime. What we're seeing, or the reason we're not seeing anything on the dual Doppler 5000 radar, is it's calibrated to see a raindrop, which is about the size of a pea, and the size of the drizzle particles are much smaller than that, so the radar doesn't necessarily pick it up. We take a look at Futurecast and expect to see some drizzly conditions for the next few hours, and then later this afternoon, we'll actually see some showers roll through, especially from the Triangle area northward. We'll see a repeat of this again tomorrow with gray skies and a chance of showers and possibly even a thunderstorm, and I'll show you what the chances are of that coming up. But here's what you're going to run into as you're heading out the door. Apex, you can see all the water on the camera lens there, and it's breezy. Our wind out of the south-southwest at 11. We're going to be gusting 20 to 25 this afternoon, but warm, as Michelle said, with temperatures in the 60s. It's 61 in Roxboro, but 66 in Fayetteville and around the Triangle, 65 in Rocky Mountain, 64 in Southern Pines. Our temperatures are almost 20 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. Again, likely to be a fairly breezy afternoon, and hour by hour, we climb into the low to mid 70s for highs this afternoon. We'll see another very warm day for tomorrow, but I'll show you when we transition back to more winter-like conditions. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 this morning, taking a live look at I-40 at Carytown Boulevard, watching this breaking news right now with a jackknife truck blocking the left lane of 40 eastbound there at Carytown Boulevard. They do have a tractor or a tow truck on the scene to get all of this cleared. Want to take you to live pictures from the WRAL storm tracker out there looking across 40 westbound into that eastbound side. You can see where they are trying to get this mess cleared up. We're seeing some heavy delays on 40 eastbound this morning from Wade Avenue down toward the Carytown Boulevard interchange. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Carytown Boulevard, you're in good shape heading down to the US 1 and 440 interchange. On the westbound side, there is a little bit of an onlooker delay, as you see there, but it's not that bad. More significant delays, though, on the south side of Raleigh before you get out there on 40 westbound. This is a look at that camera, 40 at Avant Ferry Road. You see some flashing lights here. It looks like we have a crash blocking two right lanes on 40 westbound with some very heavy backups beginning all the way back at Hammond Road in South Raleigh through South Saunders and Gorman Street. 24-minute delay there. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Walnut Street, US 1, 440, that will save you some time. Maybe Tryon Road out to Walnut Street, one option for you, although Tryon Road is getting a little congested as well. Let's take a look at 885 in Durham. The Durham Freeway backed up badly in both directions this morning. We've had two crashes out there. They are in the clearing stages, still seeing about a 10-minute delay on either side of 885 at this point. Also still looking at some heavy backups on 70 eastbound in Durham after an earlier crash at Miami Boulevard. Those backups begin all the way back at the 885 interchange. So heading from there down to Miami Boulevard, you're going to be stuck in traffic this morning. Still watching this crash in western Johnston County. This is on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass interchange with very heavy delays coming in from the McGee's Crossroads area. You might consider using Highway 50 to 42 as an alternate route this morning as they work to get that cleared. Apparently, it's not a serious crash, but it's there in the work zone, so it's a little complicated to get it all cleared up. And in Wake Forest, that crash on southbound Capitol Boulevard at Stadium Drive with those heavy delays extending all the way back into Franklin County. So a slow ride out of Youngsville into Wake Forest this morning on US 1. Consider using Main Street. It's a better alternate route. A lot of other backups hiccups out there this morning, but those were the biggest ones. We are tracking a little bit of a delay building on 440 westbound, of course, between 87 out to Capitol Boulevard. But as far as we can tell, that's just congestion. If you're heading out right now, listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham, and I'll have another traffic update there in just a few minutes.
One person is dead after a shooting at a home in Johnston County. This is video taken from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. It happened around 10 last night off of McGee Road. One person died. Another was taken away on a stretcher. We're working to learn how the victims knew each other and any information on the shooter. This is an ongoing investigation.
Tonight, hundreds of Durham Public School employees are planning a rally over issues like pay and staffing. And that comes before we get an update in the back and forth over pay for the district. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is in Durham this morning. And Kelsey, these issues have caused problems for students as well as their families.
Michelle, they sure have. And dozens of Durham Public Schools employees are expected to come here to the Minnie Fort Brown Staff Development Center to rally tonight. And they're demanding three things. They're demanding more pay, more transparency, and what they're calling a seat at the table. This pay issue is impacting classified employees. So those are people like bus drivers or school nurses. More than 100 employees showed up at a meeting with administrators last week about pay. Some employees say their salaries were affected by a policy change based on years of experience. They say the district is now only paying people for their years of experience within the district, not in other places. DPS nurse Barbara Lewis says she has more than 20 years of experience in nursing. She's been working for the district since 2013.
We got an email last week saying that I had been dropped down three steps and that my pay would be reduced. And it was kind of like a slap in the face.
And the school board will also be meeting tonight just to work through how they can move forward with this. And the rally is scheduled for tonight at 5:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
Wake Christian Academy in Raleigh will be closed today because of what school leaders are calling a credible verbal threat. According to an email sent to parents, the Wake County Sheriff's Office and school administration are investigating it. We're working to learn more about what that threat actually was.
And tonight, the new superintendent of Wake County Schools will share the progress he's made in his first 100 days on the job. Robert Taylor will meet with staff, students, and community members at a public presentation later tonight. Taylor will summarize his findings from 100 days of listening, learning, and connecting with the community. He'll also address how Wake County Public Schools will enter the next steps of its strategic plan. The presentation gets started at 7 o'clock tonight at Broughton High School. If you can't make it in person, you can watch a live stream on WRL.com.
The family of a man shot and killed in a parking lot near Walmart in Garner is disappointed no charges have been filed in his death. 29-year-old Colton Valdez died from his injuries after police say he was involved in an argument in that parking lot Tuesday. A person who was taken into custody was questioned and then released. WRL spoke with a law expert who explained the likely reason for that decision.
If the police let a person of interest go, either they have reason to believe that person wasn't the one who fired the fatal shot, or that there was potentially a justification.
The incident report calls Valdez's death non-negligent manslaughter. A woman who shares a child with Valdez told WRL she questions how this is justice for Valdez and their daughter. At this point, Garner police are not looking for any suspects.
While it appears that President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are headed for a rematch, Republican candidate Nikki Haley says she is staying in the race. She lost to Donald Trump in the New Hampshire primary and is now shifting the focus to her home state of South Carolina. As Amy Kiley reports, despite Trump's victory, both Republican candidates are still talking about each other.
Most Americans do not want a rematch between Biden and Trump.
Advisors for President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump say it's time to focus on the general election. But Trump is still talking about his rival for the Republican nomination.
Who the hell was the imposter that went up on the stage before and, like, claimed a victory?
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is still talking to voters, too. She's focusing on her home state. It's not the next place to hold a GOP primary, but it has 50 delegates. Haley is behind by 15 and could use a hometown win.
her track record as the governor here and then what she did in the United Nations.
But polls indicate she's struggling to get support.
Donald Trump, 200%.
I will be voting for Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, Biden is pivoting to the general election.
The middle class built America, and unions built the middle class.
Picking up a key endorsement from the United Auto Workers Union yesterday.
Democrats are going to come out, and they're going to vote the right way. I mean, at the end of the day, working class people know what's good for them.
I'm Amy Kiley reporting.
Trump faces 91 charges across four criminal cases. If convicted, New Hampshire exit polls show 54% of voters would still consider him fit for office. And legal experts say he'd probably still have the right to run in the country.
At first glance, it doesn't look like much, but this handwritten list is an official document showing all the items that were taken from a shed where police found the 15-year-old who's accused of killing five people in the Headingham neighborhood in 2022. A closer look at the list shows a shotgun, a handgun, almost $800 in cash, ammunition, all kinds of items. This is police body camera video here showing when Austin Thompson was captured inside that shed after a standoff near McConnell Oliver Drive, October 13th, 2022. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman tells WRAL Thompson's trial is at least a year away. Big name celebrities use social media just like everyone else, but don't get overly excited if you get a private message from one of your favorite stars. Still ahead, the profitable scam preying on superfans who share their support online.
And if you've had your phone for a while, it's probably packed full of apps that never get used. We'll explain the new digital decluttering trend helping to reduce stress.
And we've seen plenty of drizzle this morning, but some actual rain back here into the mountains will edge our way later on today. I'll show you the timeline on Futurecast coming up. 8:14. Take a look at all the water on the camera lens here. Looking at North Hills, or trying to look at North Hills. It is a misty, kind of miserable morning out there. At least it isn't cold. Our temperatures are definitely on the mild side. We start off with a closer in view of Dual Doppler 5000 radar. And you can see back to the west, starting to move into the Triad area. We have this shower that's going to move on in and potentially bring us some slightly heavier rainfall. It's just been drizzled this morning, but that'll happen closer to lunchtime. We widen out the view and take a look at the bigger picture. We have a stationary front that's sitting here across the mountains and East Tennessee. Gradually, that will slide a little farther east and continue to push a bit of moisture our way as we get through the day today. We'll roll that satellite view, and you can see the rain from the mountains all the way to around Charlotte and into the Triad area. So we're going to see that wave coming our way. We check out Futurecast, and for the next little while, it'll just likely be drizzle, and eventually we'll start to see some of that rain to the west moving in, especially from the Triangle area northward. The models are looking at that as maybe a better chance for where we might see some scattered showers later on today. Let's move it ahead to Friday. Tomorrow morning, we'll likely start off with some drizzle or light rain like we're seeing right now. And then into the afternoon, we might actually see a few scattered thunderstorms, one or two. Not looking at anything severe, but a few rumbles of thunder are possible. Our temperatures are going to be in the 70s both today and tomorrow. We jump ahead to Friday evening, and here comes that very slow moving front moving through. By Saturday morning, it starts to lift north again and produce more rain, especially during the afternoon on Saturday. It becomes fairly heavy on Saturday night into early Sunday morning. The warm front moves northward. That's Sunday at 7 a.m. And then the cold front sweeps through right around lunchtime. And after that, we should dry out fairly quickly. Cold air comes in behind that, and we'll end up with some snow back into the mountains. And I know the ski resorts will be happy to see that after a weekend full of rain. But they'll recover pretty quickly as our temperatures start to fall again. Let's take a look at how much rainfall we could see. Anywhere from 1 inch to 2 inches from the Triangle area northward and westward. We'll likely have 2 inches. And the bulk of that will happen Saturday night into Sunday morning. Warm temperatures to go along with it, 73 tomorrow, then 65 Saturday and 67 on Sunday. Today's high is 73 degrees, but today is the anniversary of a huge snowstorm 24 years ago. If you were here, you certainly remember it. It shut down the area for almost 2 weeks. We had 20 inches of snow officially in the Triangle area. It started on the 24th, continued into the 25th, and it was a beautiful sight. Brian keeps talking about it, saying, you know, I wish we could see another 20 incher like that. Right, Brian? Ryan?
I've seen it one time. That was plenty for me. It is 8:15 now. Let's talk about a big mess out on 40 westbound right now. Going to start off at 40 just before you get to Avon Ferry Road on the westbound side. We have a crash blocking the left lane out there. We are now measuring a 42-minute delay on the south side of Raleigh from 440 out to US 1. Avoid using that if you can. Consider another alternate route, maybe Tryon Road out to Wade Avenue. From there, you can pick up US 1 and head back toward I-40 westbound. In any case, you need to plan on plenty of extra time on the south side of Raleigh. We're also still tracking this crash out on 40 eastbound at Carytown Boulevard. A jackknife Amazon truck out there blocking the left lane. Brett Neese just arrived. Let's go to him for a live update with what he's learning at the scene. Brett?
Hey, Brian, this happened around 7 o'clock, a little over an hour ago, and you can see the Amazon truck here behind me. It's on the other side of the highway from where we are. But they have a number of crew out here working to straighten this truck out. You can see the tow truck that is here. That's called a rotator. That's able to tow a semi-truck here and able to straighten it out. And they're going to get this thing out of here as quickly as possible. But it's these inside lanes that are blocked right now because of this jackknife tractor trailer. It's been out here for well over an hour. It's causing some major backups. It's right past the Carytown Boulevard exit here on I-40 eastbound. You can see some of the backed up traffic there off in the distance, but it is causing a little bit of a mess out here. They're trying to get it worked up and worked out as quickly as possible. Brian, what are some of these delays looking like on your maps right now?
On that eastbound side, the backups begin between Wade Avenue and Chapel Hill Road, and they extend all the way down to Carytown Boulevard. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Carytown Boulevard, you'll be on the other side of those delays. The exit ramp is beyond that scene there. All new here at 8:18, we have a crash in North Raleigh on Creedmoor Road at Isabella Cannon Drive. That's near Sugarbush Road, just north of Glenwood Avenue. Heavy delays on that southbound side begin around Lynn Road and extend through Millbrook Road all the way down toward Glenwood. Need to allow extra time heading through that area. Consider using lead mine maybe as an alternate route. Also in Durham, we still are watching backups on 885 in both directions. On the southbound side, a 9-minute delay overall, and on the northbound side, about a 6-minute delay, especially between the Cornwallis Road and Ellis Road interchanges. Not too far from there, still looking at backups on 70 eastbound, heading away from 885 down to Miami Boulevard. We had an earlier crash there at Miami and 70. The crash itself is cleared, but the delays linger. And still looking at those heavy backups on 40 westbound, leaving the McGee's Crossroads area of Johnston County, heading up toward the Cleveland community. If you can pick up 40 westbound from 42, you should be in good shape. You might consider using Highway 50 as your alternate route. Remember, we're on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. Another traffic update in a few minutes.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, an investigation is underway this morning after an explosion at a hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is new video overnight into our newsroom of this incident that happened at this Embassy Suites location there in Tulsa. The explosion happened in the indoor pool chemical room. The fire department hazmat team briefly evacuated the hotel guests. All of them are back in the hotel at this point this morning. At least six people were affected by this, but no one was seriously hurt, and also, no major damage to report to the structure of the hotel itself. We'll keep you updated if any new information comes out of this story.
All right, thanks, Ken. Ring Doorbell says police will no longer be allowed to request video footage from users. Ring, which is owned by Amazon, says the request for assistance tool will come to an end.
And a warning about celebrity imposter scams that could cost you thousands of dollars. People are being swindled out of thousands of dollars by criminals pretending to be favorite celebrities. Starting with Taylor Swift, legions of Swifties are out there, not to mention the Beehive, super fans of Beyonce. And then superstars like actor Ryan Reynolds and legendary Dolly Parton. Imagine any of these A-listers reaching out to you to convince you to send them money. An FBI special agent says scammers tend to target those super fans.
There's an allure about celebrities and people wanting to believe that they're actually talking to those people that they see on TV and in the movies every day. They become targets for these types of criminal actors.
The big takeaway here is never give money or your personal information to strangers. Also, your favorite celebrity, they're not going to be calling on you, asking you for money. And if you want to connect to your favorite celebrity, go directly to their social media platform.
If your phone is filled with unused apps, old text messages and emails, and too many pictures, it may be time to do some digital decluttering. Studies show that digital clutter is just as toxic to our mental health as physical clutter because it makes us feel overwhelmed. That's because our brains tend to favor order over chaos. It can also trigger high levels of stress and anxiety. Dr. Susan Albers with the Cleveland Clinic says doing a digital audit can help you stay focused and more organized.
Clearing out your digital clutter can make you feel more in control and empowered. It helps to give you clarity and organization that you need to get things done.
And another positive to digital decluttering, you'll have more phone storage.
We're going to find out after Sunday's games who will be playing in Super Bowl 58. In the AFC Championship game, it's Kansas City and at the Baltimore Ravens. 3 o'clock kick there. And after that, NFC Championship game on Fox 50. Detroit Lions will be in San Francisco to play the 49ers. That game gets started at 6:30.
Coming up for us, new details in the Headingham mass shooting investigation reveals what led up to the day of the tragedy.
Also coming up, the new evidence that shows how that shooting was pre-planned. And there is a new treatment that could help children dealing with hearing loss. Ahead, the medical operation doctors are feeling confident will heal the deaf.
Your car tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are tracking some major slowdowns on I-40. Brian Schrader shows us an Amazon truck that went off the road, Brian.
Yeah, jackknife truck getting cleared out here on 40 eastbound at Carytown Boulevard. We still have that left lane block on the eastbound side. A little bit of a westbound onlooker delay. We're seeing more significant delays, though, on the south side of Raleigh with an earlier crash just before you get to the Avant Ferry Road Bridge on 40 westbound. That's leading to some pretty big backups from the Hammond Road area out toward Gorman Street, so allow some extra time there. Also, we're watching a crash on Creedmoor Road on the southbound side at Isabella Cannon Drive, not too far from Sugarbush Road. Heavy delays begin between Lynn Road and Millbrook Road. You might consider using lead mine as a good alternate route this morning.
You might consider grabbing your umbrella. It is damp out there. We've seen a lot of drizzle. You can see the water on the camera lens here in Fayetteville, 66 degrees, and Durham 66 and 65 in Wilson. And the whirligigs are starting to spin a little faster. It will be a little blustery this afternoon, but we're going to climb up into the 70s, so it's not going to be cold. Looking at temperatures right now in the mid-60s as you're headed out the door, and through the afternoon, we'll see some gusts out of the south up to about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Looking at to your forecast for walking the dog this afternoon, against 73, we'll have a better chance of some scattered showers this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Tonight, Durham school employees will rally over pay issues ahead of the special board meeting. Employees will receive the new rate of pay for Friday's paycheck and could receive a second check if the board approves the funds. We are expected to get an update during today's open session at 6:30. Next on Fox 50, Johnson County deputies are investigating after one person was killed in a shooting on McGee Road. And up next on Today, Dwayne Wade stops by Studio 1A to talk about life after the NBA.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, we're still tracking some big delays throughout the triangle, including this jackknife truck on the west side of Raleigh. We'll show you what's happening out there and when we can expect this to get cleared.
And you can see there, I-40 is wet. We have a lot of drizzle across the viewing area right now. Lots of water on the camera lens here at North Hills. I'll show you when we'll end up with some scattered showers this afternoon and when the rain will be heaviest over the next few days.
And employees with Durham Public Schools plan to rally ahead of tonight's special meeting of the school board. The expected outcome of the closed doors gathering after more than a week of clashing over pay issues.
First Lady Joe Biden is coming to the city of Oaks. Details on her trip to Raleigh, kicking off the Biden-Harris campaign in North Carolina. Lots to tell you about here on our Thursday. Friday Eve, if it could help get rid of some of the clouds and rain. Don't think it will. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, stepping out the door today. You don't need the jacket, but, you know, expect some rain and mist and fog and all that yucky stuff. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us the radar right now. Seems a little spotty.
We are definitely picking up some rain back to our west from Greensboro, westward toward the mountains. We have a band of showers that's moving in our direction. What we've seen so far this morning is just drizzle, but there's been a lot of it. The radar is looking for something the size of a pea, the size of a raindrop. And so it's not calibrated to see the drizzle very well. So that's why it doesn't show up on the radar. But it's been very widespread for us this morning. We take a look at Futurecast, and we'll take it on from now all the way till around lunchtime or so. And we're still watching that rain back to our west. Futurecast is pretty slow to bring it in, but it's getting closer to us. So I would say by lunchtime, we have a good chance of seeing some scattered rain across the region, especially from the Triangle area northward. And then we'll have an even better chance for tomorrow. So, you know, we're looking forward to Friday, but Friday's going to look a whole lot like this. Drizzly conditions here in downtown Raleigh, looking down Salem Street from our camera at Jimmy V's restaurant. 66 degrees right now, with a wind coming out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour. We're going to be gusting up to 20, 25 miles per hour this afternoon. That's going to pump all this warmth in. Our temperatures right now are in the low to mid 60s, which is about 20 degrees warmer than this time yesterday in a lot of places. Again, breezy afternoon for us, but it's going to be a warm wind. It'll help our temperatures to climb into the low to mid 70s. We'll see that again tomorrow. And then our chance for rain picks up over the weekend. I'll show you how much all total we should see by Monday coming up.
Elizabeth, let's get you right to this breaking news between Raleigh and Cary. You're looking live at I-40 at Carytown Boulevard, where a truck jackknifed there on the eastbound side, seeing some big delays as you head through that area. Let's check in live with Brett Neese on the scene there on the westbound side, looking across the traffic there. They're making some progress getting this cleared, Brett.
They are, Brian. It looks like they're going to get this out of here pretty quick here. Behind me, you're going to see across the road, this is the Amazon truck we're talking about. They have a rotator, which is the tow truck you see there. They have this semi loaded up there. See a couple of the crew members there beyond the guardrail. They are looking at a couple of the wheels on the semi truck itself. There is some damage to the truck, so we're working to find out if the driver is okay. Also working to find out if any other cars are involved in this. But I can tell you that the inside lanes are the ones that are blocked right now, and you can see some of the delays beyond the tractor trailer here. This is right past the Carytown Boulevard exit, and it is slow going out here, whether you're going eastbound or westbound, because of how wet the roads are. So really do take it slow. This is just one example of many problems out here on the highways this morning on people's commute to work. But you can see they're working to clear this as quickly as possible. I would guess that they're going to have this out of here within the next 15 to 20 minutes, Brian. In the meantime, though, how can people avoid this slowdown?
Definitely just need to allow plenty of extra time, Brett. As we take a look at the view from up here at the traffic camera, you can see that left lane remains blocked. So traffic is getting by on that eastbound side, but the delays begin between Wade Avenue and Chapel Hill Road. And there are also some congestion issues as you head in from the airport in Cary from Harrison Avenue back toward Wade Avenue on 40 eastbound. Seeing a little bit of an onlooker delay there on the westbound side, but the more significant problems on 40 westbound are a little farther back with an earlier crash around Gorman Street. That crash has cleared, but we're still seeing some lingering backups now from Hammond Road out toward Gorman. So it's a slow ride there as you head through the south side of Raleigh. Take a look at the latest sensor updates. We're picking up a 19-minute delay on 40 westbound for that section between 440 and US 1. I think it's overdoing it a little bit, probably closer to about a 10-minute delay right now, because we have seen some rapid improvement as they've cleared that earlier crash. I want to take you up to Creedmoor Road at Isabella Cannon Drive on the southbound side. A crash getting cleared right now. Still seeing those heavy delays beginning just beyond the Lynn Road interchange through Millbrook Road. You might consider using Leadmine Road as a good alternate route, or maybe even taking Millbrook back out toward Glenwood Avenue to try to get around those delays as they work to get that crash cleared. There are some lanes blocked out there on southbound Creedmoor. Still looking at some delays on 885 in Durham, but we're looking a lot better than we were earlier this morning. About a 6-minute backup on the southbound side, an 8-minute delay on the northbound side of 885 right now. Also still looking at backups in both directions of 70 as you approach the Miami Boulevard interchange after an earlier crash there. It's getting a little better on the eastbound side, but still looking at some heavy delays. Some good news in Johnston County. They have largely cleared this crash from 40 westbound around 42, according to the sensor data. It's easing up a little bit, but we still have some lingering backups coming in from the McGee's Crossroads interchange there at 210. So allow that extra time. And we're still looking at heavy delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading into Wake Forest from that earlier crash at Stadium Drive. The backups now begin again right there at the Franklin County line. So it's getting a little better, but still it's going to add quite a bit to your morning commute. Remember, listen to us on the radio when you get in the car. 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. Another traffic update in a few minutes.
Thank you, Brian. One person is dead after a shooting at a home in Johnston County. This is video taken from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. It happened around 10 last night off of McGee Road, and one person died. Another was taken away on a stretcher. We are working to learn how those people knew each other and any information about the shooter. It's an ongoing investigation.
Tonight, Durham Schools employees facing problems with their pay will hold a rally as they look for answers. It's happening before a special meeting of the Durham Public Schools Board. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is in Durham this morning. And Kelsey, this ongoing situation has a lot of people upset.
Michelle, it sure does. And hundreds of Durham Public Schools employees are expected to come here to the Mini Fort Brown Staff Development Center to rally tonight. And they're demanding three things: more pay, more transparency, and what they're calling a seat at the table. This pay issue really only impacts classified employees. So those are people like bus drivers and school nurses. More than 100 employees showed up to a meeting with administrators last week about pay. Some employees say their salaries were affected by a policy change based on years of experience. They say the district is now only paying people for their years of experience within the school district, not in other places. DPS nurse Barbara Lewis says the district could lose their nursing staff if they don't change the policy, and that's going to impact students the most. And the school board will also meet tonight to work through how to move forward, and the rally is scheduled for tonight at 5:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, we want to update you on a story we've been following all morning concerning Wake Christian Academy. With the help of Google Maps, this is exactly where Wake Christian Academy is located. Now, in the last few minutes, we got word, new information from the Wake County Sheriff's Office letting us know the verbal threat investigators deemed credible was made by a juvenile. The Sheriff's Office is working with the school and those involved. Now, out of an abundance of caution, Wake Christian Academy made the decision to close that school today. We'll, of course, keep monitoring this story for any new developments and keep you updated.
Ken, thanks for that. Tonight, the new superintendent of Wake County Schools will share the progress he has seen in his first 100 days on the job. Robert Taylor will meet with staff, students, and community members at a public presentation tonight. Taylor will summarize his findings from 100 days of listening, learning, and connecting with the community. He'll also address how Wake County Public Schools will enter the next steps of its strategic plan. The presentation gets started at 7 o'clock at Broughton High School. You can go there and see it in person, or you can watch it on a live stream on WRL.com.
First Lady Jill Biden will be in Raleigh tomorrow. The visit comes as part of the January 26th North Carolina Biden-Harris kickoff fundraiser. She's also making stops in South Carolina, Florida, and Texas for similar events Friday through the weekend. Coming up, there's a new treatment that could help children dealing with hearing loss. The operation, doctors feel confident, will heal the deaf.
Plus, Netflix users could see a jump in their next bill, the new deal that could cause your monthly subscriptions to increase.
A42 taking a live look at downtown Raleigh right now. We've had a lot of drizzle this morning. The roads are wet across much of the region. It's not cold outside, but it is it's uncomfortable out there with the amount of drizzle that we've seen. 66 degrees is our current temperature. Our dew point's at 62. That, of course, is the measure of moisture in the atmosphere. It's way up compared to the last several days, understandably, since we're seeing low cloud cover and drizzle this morning. It may transition to some scattered showers later this afternoon, and our temperatures will climb into the low to mid 70s. Take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We do have some showers that are starting to work their way into the Triad area. The futurecast is not showing that making it here, but I have my doubts. I think we may end up seeing some of this turning into a little bit heavier rain, not heavy rain, but just a little heavier than the drizzle that we're seeing right now, especially for our northern counties as that moves eastward, probably mid-morning up until around lunchtime. For tomorrow, we're looking at more of the same. Cloudy skies, likely drizzle in the morning, some scattered showers, and possible possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon. But the heaviest rain that we'll see out of this particular pattern will be Saturday afternoon through Sunday morning. That's when we're going to see the bulk of it. And we'll talk about how much coming up. Our temperatures heading out the door are in the low to mid 60s, looking at 73 this afternoon in Raleigh, 70 in Durham, and 76 in Fayetteville. Of course, our temperatures are well above normal. Our normal temperatures in the low 50s. We're looking at low 70s. And you can see those bright red colors here indicating that very warm air. Now that moves on out as we get into early next week. The blue color contours are temperatures are at or below normal. 52 is normal for us. 73 for the next couple of days. We're in the 60s Saturday and Sunday with a better chance for rain. And then on Monday, we return to winter. Your regularly scheduled winter does return soon. 78, the record for today and tomorrow. So we'll probably miss it by a few degrees, but we're awfully close. We take a look again at Saturday and Sunday. The best chance for rain Saturday around lunchtime through Sunday around lunchtime, and all total for the next 4 days, we could see anywhere from 1 inch to 2 inches, especially from the Triangle area westward. We'll have a better chance for some of those higher numbers, but still, I wouldn't expect us to see any flooding out of that. Again, winter is back for us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with some lows near freezing and highs in the 50s. Brian?
It is 8:45 right now, still trying to get this jackknife truck cleared from 40 eastbound around Carytown Boulevard. They've straightened it out and the tow truck is out there. The rotator, as Brett Neese told us a little while ago, they should get this cleared pretty quickly, but that left lane remains blocked on 40 eastbound at Carytown Boulevard. Still seeing some delays in both directions. Onlooker delays on the westbound side as well, creating some backups between US 1 and Carytown Boulevard. About a 3-minute delay there. Still looking at about a 5 to 10 minute delay, I think, on the south side of Raleigh with congestion between the Hammond Road interchange heading out toward Gorman Street because of an earlier crash. Still watching this crash on southbound Creedmoor Road at Isabella Cannon Drive just north of Glenwood Avenue. Still looking at those heavy delays from Lynn Road down toward Glenwood. And it looks like we may have another crash up there at the start of those backups at Creedmoor at Lynn Road. Working to get some details about that. Northbound traffic on 885 still a little slow because of a crash around the TW Alexander Drive interchange, about a 7-minute delay there, and on the southbound side of the Durham Freeway, about a 2-minute delay right around the 147 merge.
All right, thank you, Brian. Tonight, advocates for the Leandro School funding plan will kick off a statewide tour with an event in Durham. They'll hold a news conference and panel discussion tonight at North Carolina Central University. They want to bring more awareness to the Leandro case, which dates back to 1997. It would provide billions in funding to public education. Some lawmakers want the plan struck down. Earlier this month, school systems in the state filed arguments with the North Carolina Supreme Court, saying the court should not reconsider. And Leandro is a case our WREL documentary team has done a lot of work on. You can watch the full documentary, Leandro, The Case for a Basic Sound Education, right now on our WREL Doc YouTube page.
A House Ethics Committee wants to hear from a woman allegedly involved in a sex scandal with Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The investigation stems from the congressman's alleged sexual relations with the woman when she was 17 years old. Sources familiar with the case say the Ethics Committee has also reached out to the Department of Justice, requesting materials from its investigation into Gaetz. That federal probe wrapped up last year with no charges brought against Gaetz. Duke University has settled a lawsuit that accused some of the nation's top universities of inflating tuition for students who received financial aid. 17 schools were sued 2 years ago. In the last 24 hours, Duke and four other schools filed paperwork to settle the case. Duke and Columbia will each pay out about $24 million. Brown, Emory, and Yale will each pay $18 to $19 million. None of the schools admitted to wrongdoing in the case.
Heads up, if you drive a Ford Explorer, nearly 2 million are being recalled over a problem with the windshield. Ford says a metal piece that runs up the left and right sides of the windshield may not be properly hooked. That can allow it to detach, causing a potential safety hazard and risk of a crash. The problem affects all Ford Explorers from 2011 to 2019. Letters will be sent to vehicle owners in March.
Swimming could help some people improve physical and mental health. Researchers surveyed 785 menopausal women who regularly swim in cold water. The study found the activity reduced anxiety for nearly half that group. Other women say it helped with their mood swings and hot flashes. Health experts recommend doing more in-depth trials to help determine each factor in the study.
And Jeff, gene therapy is helping kids born with inherited deafness to hear. A new study published in The Lancet reports that doctors in the U.S. and China have succeeded in repairing hearing by replacing a damaged gene with a working copy through surgery. Roughly half a year after the operation, doctors are seeing major improvements for the majority of patients.
They couldn't hear anything. You could give them the loudest and sound like exploding in the theater. They won't hear a thing. But after the treatment, they can hear like the conversation we have. You and I have this conversation. They can hear well, and they can have a normal conversation.
That's incredible. The experiment proved successful in 5 out of 6 patients in China and an 11-year-old boy in Philadelphia. The World Health Organization says roughly 34 million children are deaf or suffer from hearing loss. This surgery could help in up to 60% of those cases.
A new study says baby names, some of them, that were popular in recent years may be fading away and completely gone this year. BabyCenter.com says girls' names that were popular when millennials were born have been falling for the past decade. Names like Brooke, Blake, Amanda, and Michelle. Get this. Yeah, it may vanish from baby names this year. For boys, it's names like Julius, Jaden, Johnny, and Bradley that could also disappear. Don't worry, Michelle, you'll make a comeback. Netflix is reportedly weighing another price hike for users, and this is coming according to a mention in the streaming company's earnings report. Netflix recently signed a new $5 billion deal with the wrestling company WWE, making it the home of WWE Raw. That starts next year. The company also told investors it plans to retire its basic ad-free subscription in some countries. That subscription option is already unavailable to new subscribers.
The Daily Show brings back a beloved host, Ryan Reynolds, and makes an announcement and more. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with the latest in Hollywood Nation.
That's really not about me.
Hopkins' real-life-inspired role, a message from Deadpool, and Stewart's Daily Show homecoming in the Hollywood Nation. Jon Stewart is back behind the desk at The Daily Show. Stewart, who hosted the late-night series for 16 years before leaving in 2015, returns as host and executive producer. Starting February 12th, he will MC Monday nights through the 2024 election. A revolving lineup of correspondents will take over the remainder of the week. The show has not had a permanent host since Trevor Noah's departure in 2022.
It's showtime.
Ryan Reynolds shares an update on Deadpool 3. The star, producer, and co-writer announced on social media that production has wrapped on the film. He thanked his crew and cast, including co-star Hugh Jackman, saying, "I got to make a movie with my closest pals, and that doesn't happen very often." Jackman also expressed his excitement and gratitude with his own social media posts.
Why are you doing this, Mr. Winton?
And Anthony Hopkins plays a real-life hero in today's First Looks. The official trailer for the World War II drama One Life has been released. The film tells the true story of Nicky Winton, a young London broker who, in the months leading up to the global conflict, risked his life to help save many Jewish children from the Nazis. The film premieres in theaters March 15th.
Save one life, save the world.
The U.S. Embassy in London is responding to British outrage over an American professor's perfect tea recipe, he claims. The recipe came from a book written by a Pennsylvania professor who claimed adding salt to tea makes it taste better. It also mentions adding milk to tea. Well, officials released this statement on X saying, "We want to ensure the good people of the U.K. that the unthinkable notion of adding salt to Britain's national drink is not official United States policy and will never be." They jokingly added that they will continue to make tea in the proper way by microwaving it. As we know, they use tea kettles properly. Big news from our headline performers from WRL's First Night Raleigh. Velvet Rodeo was just named Duo of the Year at the Carolina Country Music Awards, and the awards ceremony was held at the House of Blues in North Myrtle Beach. For weeks, fans have been voting for these winners.
Baby, I've been thinking, hooking up after drinking.
So congratulations to Brian and Leah from Velvet Rodeo. They told us on New Year's Eve big things were coming.
Right. Congratulations to them. That's so exciting. And another big award, Songwriter of the Year, was awarded to our Paige King Johnson. You may have seen her on our 9 a.m. newscast on Fox 50 as our music contributor. So well deserved. She is fantastic. I love it. All right, before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.